This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. The assassination of a Hamas official, Mahmoud al-Mahou, last month in a Dubai hotel room has been compared to the plot of a cheap spy novel with a cast of suspects who were klutzy, if nothing else, forged passports, fake beards, fake mustaches, floppy hats. So as the investigation of Mahou's murder reveals more and more real-life espionage cliches, we're consulting an expert in spy plots, fictional ones anyway, to discuss the literary merits of the crime. Novelist Olin Steinhauer joins us today. Olin's written six thrillers, including The Tourist. It's out in paperback this week. Good morning, Olin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. You know, I've heard newscasters even saying that if this plot were used in a modern spy novel, it would be criticized as cliche and totally unbelievable. What do you think?
Well, I was looking at it when it first came out. A friend of mine, Kevin Wignall, directed my attention to it, and my thought was actually it would be brilliant. But if it's not Mossad, in spy fiction, things are seldom as straightforward as they seem in the news. And in this case, it would be much more interesting if, say, it was Hamas doing the hit because of some internal power struggle. Make it look like Mossad did it. And they save face while getting rid of someone, and they know Mossad's never going to say they didn't do it.
So the classic bait and switch there. But we know lots about bank robberies or casino robberies that involve a large group of guys. But would you ever plot 11 men to commit a murder?
Well, I think in reality, as opposed to spy fiction, it takes a few more people than you naturally think to get rid of someone. In this case, they had different people taking care of getting the keys, setting up the surveillance. And, before the age of satellites, you would regularly have a very large team just to follow one person so that no one noticed they were being followed.
So you're actually writing your next novel right now.
Yes, I am.
And you've already written about a murder in a hotel room.
What
would you borrow from this case? Is there anything you would take away?
Well, that's what I've been trying to think about. I wake up early to write, and this has been moving around in my head. And I like the idea of it being so many people, because that's not the sort of thing you would see in fiction. I think probably I am going to take a few details from it. I like the fact that the security cameras watch them go in the room and then appear again a while later. That's sort of a nicely cinematic thing that I think would work really well in a novel as well.
What would you not take? The floppy hat?
The floppy hats. I don't know about those. I mean, the thing that's strange to me about that is that I see these, and we have pretty clear pictures of their faces. I don't know what that was really supposed to accomplish.
I guess nobody really knows. Olin Steinhauer, author of The Tourist and five other thrillers, maybe a floppy hat appearing in a thriller on bookshelves now. He's author of The Tourist. It appears in paperback this week. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.